Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, July 16. I'm Bill Fantini. In the tech headlines, Alan Mulally joins Google's board and encouraging news from Intel. But first, enemies of the early personal computer wars, Apple and IBM, now are teaming up. Their aim is to create simple-to-use business apps and sell iPhones and iPads to Big Blue's corporate customers. The deal underscores Apple's push to expand the iPhone and iPad's reach into the business world, while IBM looks to move more of its business software onto the mobile devices used more and more by employees. Alan Mulally, who stepped down earlier this month as chief exec of Ford, has joined Google's board. He'll serve on Google's audit committee. Mulally spent nearly 8 years at Ford, where he undertook a massive turnaround effort. Yahoo has reported that its total revenue, minus commissions paid to partners for web traffic, fell 3%, its fourth decline in the past 5 quarters. Revenue from display advertising, excluding traffic costs, fell 7%. Intel has given an encouraging revenue forecast for the current quarter, further signs of a pickup in the personal computer market. The chipmaker also posted higher earnings and revenue for its second quarter, in line with the top-line outlook it raised a month ago. As we continue, Google takes on hackers.
Is there a voice in your head saying, you can do better with your finances? Well, know that you can do better. Save more for retirement and reduce costly broker and mutual fund fees with a free, easy, and secure tool called Personal Capital. In one place, Personal Capital aggregates all of your accounts, like your 401k and IRA, shows how much you're overpaying in fees and how to reduce those fees. You also get tailored advice on optimizing your investments. That's the personal in Personal Capital. When you're ready, Personal Capital will assign an expert advisor to you to talk about how to make the most of your investments, both by helping to optimize your portfolio and reduce your fees. Take the first easy step. Go to personalcapital.com/WSJ to check if you're overpaying on your annual investment fees. Signing up takes just a minute. Personal Capital gives you total clarity and transparency to make better investment decisions on the web or on your smartphone or tablet. To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/WSJ. That's personalcapital.com/WSJ.
Google has set up a special team to take on hackers and other threats on the Internet. WSJD.com reports the goal of the initiative, called Project Zero, is to hunt cyber threats and identify potential vulnerabilities on the web that could be exploited. Hachette isn't the only book publisher facing down Amazon.com. The country's largest bookseller also is in talks with Simon & Schuster. That's according to Leslie Moonves, CEO of the publisher's parent, CBS. His comments came at the Fortune Brainstorm Tech Conference in Colorado. Finally today, a lot of us use our phones as calendars. The iPhone improved the calendar experience, putting our work and personal calendars in the same view.
But the problem is that that experience isn't all that easy on the web still, and it isn't all that easy to get that same experience across all your devices.
WSJD columnist Joanna Stern says there are plenty of apps that try to improve the calendar experience, like Magneto and Sunrise.
And the truth is, many of those apps are working to make the calendar smarter. They give you all sorts of smarts in your calendar, you know, when you should leave based on traffic time, who you're meeting with. They'll plug into your LinkedIn account so you're more prepared for the meeting.
Stern says Magneto is smarter than the native calendar apps for the iPhone or Android devices. Say you have a meeting at 3 p.m. after a dentist appointment at 1:30 p.m.
It will tell me exactly how long it's going to take me to get from one appointment to the other, and it will actually say, you should leave right now, and it will build in those appointments into your schedule.
Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.